This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
As a parent, there is nothing more heartbreaking than when your kid comes home from school gutted because they're being bullied or excluded. While we hear a lot about cyberbullying and workplace bullying, some new research has found that our kids are still much more likely to be bullied the old-fashioned way, face-to-face at school. Dr. Justin Colson from happyfamilies.com.au is on the line to help us understand what's really going on. Hi, Justin.
There's no school like the old school, isn't that what they say?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's funny, isn't it? New research, but the same old thing. What can we learn from this, Justin, from this new research?
This is not really surprising, nor is it. I mean, I know it's new research, but for the last half dozen years or thereabouts, while the media's been going bananas about online bullying, which is, it is a problem. It is genuinely concerning. The majority of the really hurtful, hardcore, ongoing bullying is still happening face-to-face. Now, that's not to take away from the reality that people are literally dying because of online bullying. It's a serious problem. But it's not the main problem. The main problem is still the same old bullying that you and I caught before there were any handheld devices and before there were computers. It's just that whole, you're an idiot, you can't sit with us. Oh, I've got your lunchbox, what are you going to do now? It's that kind of thing. You know, that, what are you even talking to us for? We don't like you. It's that kind of face-to-face confrontational bullying where kids are just nasty, and some adults sometimes are just nasty to others.
Yeah.
And are so hurtful.
Now, but as a parent, Justin, when your child comes home in tears, or maybe they withdraw, however they react, and they eventually you find out that they are being bullied at school, and sometimes it's by people who used to be their friends even, what should you do? What's the steps you should take?
Well, the correct answer to this is it depends. It depends on what's going on. It depends on your relationship with your child. It depends on your relationship with the parents of that child. It depends on your relationship with the school. But if I was to list a basic rule of thumb, what I would suggest is that if this is happening at school, that the school needs to be involved. Usually a conversation with the teacher is a good starting point, and hopefully that will be enough to sort things out. If it's not, however, then escalating it to the head of year or the assistant principal or even the principal would be a completely appropriate thing to do. Now, for the last two or three years, I've been attending the National Centre Against Bullying Conference in Melbourne. It's run by the Alana Madeline Foundation, and I've been speaking specifically about how too many schools respond to bullies by being bullies. And that's something that we've actually got to really watch out for as well, because if you go to the school and say, look, my child's being bullied, and you name the bullies, all too often the school turns into a bully.
Bullying
the bullies and puts them on detention and gets them to do all of these things, you know, all these punishments that they apply to the bullies to make them learn their lesson and never bully again. That doesn't seem to work. What typically happens is that, you know, if it's your child being bullied, your child just gets ostracized even more and gets bullied even more. It's just that, you know, the teachers have said, don't you ever let us catch you doing that again. And the bullies have said, don't worry, you won't catch us doing that again. We'll be much sneakier.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the heart of my next question to you, Justin, which is that I think people feel that if they report it, there's a chance it will get worse because the bullies will then take revenge on you for snitching on them, I suppose. And you do hear stories of that, don't you? That, you know, the parents said something and then it really escalated because the bullies were like basically getting revenge.
That's exactly right. So we're in a little bit of a tough spot where there's no simple answer. Sometimes, and it pains me to say it, but sometimes the best response is to fight fire with fire. That is, I remember, and so many of us have probably had a dad or a mum who looked at us and said, if they ever do that to you, you turn around and you punch them in the nose. Now, I'm not going to advocate that ever. I don't think that it's appropriate. But I have seen that sometimes that has been the only thing that's worked.
Well, my husband's advocated that approach because he was punched on the school bus and his dad said, will you stand up and punch them back? And, of course, he never got punched. But I dare say they probably went on and punched someone else. That's the thing.
That's exactly right. There's no learning. Look, the best way forward is really for wise and compassionate adults to sit down with the children and to do what we call perspective taking and help the bullies to start to develop some sense of empathy for their victims. Now, this is a very challenging thing. It can be complicated and it requires an extraordinary amount of patience. And there has to be some genuine learning going on because some kids do work out how to work the system. But when we do this right, there's compelling research that shows that, wow, you know, this can really stop bullying. I'll tell you what else works is when the entire school culture simply doesn't accept bullying. That is when everyone from the principal right down to the front office staff and the people who do the maintenance around the school, when they catch anything that resembles bullying, they step in straight away and they say, hey, we need to speak respectfully and we need to be kind here. How do you think that they felt when you did that? What can you do to make it right? And it's about encouraging that empathic perspective ongoingly. I know it sounds idealistic. I know in some cases it doesn't work. There are some kids that won't respond to it. But the research tells us that on average, this is the best way forward.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for filling us in, Justin.
Pleasure, Katrina.
That's Dr. Justin Colson from happyfamilies.com.au.